Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Woody Johnson comes out and rips his quarterback Justin Fields, says he can't complete a pass. Meanwhile, Sean Payton comes out and says, oh yeah, we're not happy that they benched Russell Wilson because we got to play him this weekend, and now they got Jackson Dart. So two former Steelers quarterbacks taking it on the chin. Meanwhile, the Steelers went 4-2 with Justin Fields and made the playoffs with Russell Wilson last year. Shouldn't Arthur Smith get some credit for that? 412-928-9370. And there's a part of you worry that he's going to leave, because wouldn't you want him developing your next quarterback? 412-928-9370. You made a good point about Atlanta, where he was the head man, and he did have Ritter, and when there was the young quarterbacks, it wasn't so great. Where we know that Arthur Smith has thrived, you take unwanted parts from Miami and Ryan Tannehill, who always had the talent, but he's a veteran. He comes in, exceeds. Aaron Rodgers, who was good statistically last year, but not great. Now he's playing great football and statistically great football. He's been better here. The veterans have come in here and played their best football. And maybe then he can't be trusted to develop a young guy. I'd like to give it a shot.
Yeah, for sure. If he was here. But I don't even know. I think we're in a spot right now where we don't even know if the Steelers are going to take a quarterback.
Correct. That too. I don't want him to leave. And it's because Todd Haley got hired. That was an Art Rooney II hire. Arthur Smith got hired. I think Tomlin had a big say in that, but I think that was also a Rooney hire, like a 50-50 deal. There's no guarantee that the next offensive coordinator that you hire is going to be good at the job. Randy Fichtner wasn't. No offense.
Well, I think that if Arthur Smith does leave, I think you should go the route of a former head coach again. I think that whoever gets fired, I mean, maybe not. Actually, maybe
yeah, baby.
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, baby.
You know, he's probably a better OC. I would go that route again. I wouldn't go after an up-and-comer or position coach.
No.
I'd go with somebody that has, like, the head coach mentality, but is kind of knocked down a peg to call plays again. That's where I would go.
I'm with you on that. I don't want to take a guess. I don't want to take a stab. I want to get a guy that has done it before and has done it at a high level. And Arthur Smith had. Like Arthur Smith, it wasn't a great tenure, of course. He won 7 games each of his 3 seasons in Atlanta, but he got the job because he was an elite offensive coordinator. He had good weapons, but he was an elite offensive coordinator. And last year, you know, I think in retrospect, for them to get out of that offense what they got out of it, I think was actually a pretty good job. And they got banged up down the stretch, not to make excuses, even though I am. I think about Mike McDaniel. That's a good one, man. 5th in yards, 6th in points in 2022. They were great in 2023 offensively. And then at San Francisco, I mean, Kyle Shanahan was there. They were a great offense. If Arthur Smith walks out the door to replace Bill Belichick or to go coach somewhere in the NFL as a head coach, Mike McDaniel's going to get fired, you would think, probably before the Steelers play them later on in the season. Yeah, that's a guy I'd absolutely be interested in. No question about it. I'd hate to lose Arthur Smith, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.